A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, Jesus says these words, "Peace be with you," at the Last Supper, the night before, the night he's going to be arrested, and the day before he'll be crucified. And then, if you remember, he also says it when he appears to the apostles right after the resurrection that evening. "Peace be with you," are his first words. And you might forgive the disciples for thinking, what's he talking about, peace? After all we've been through in these last few days. No, with him being arrested and scourged and crucified and us running for our lives and hiding out for fear of the Jews, what kind of peace can there be? And interestingly, too, those were the first words of Pope Leo when he came out on the balcony at St. Peter's after his election. He said to the world, "Peace be with you." Now, the Pope is always a great advocate for peace in the world. Popes are always speaking against wars, really saying that there's war is never really a solution to much of anything. It only creates an infinite number of new problems. But Pope Leo wasn't really talking about world peace. No. I mean, maybe it was included, but what he's talking about is the kind of peace that Jesus is talking about. An interior peace that's inside the heart and soul of each of us. And we know from experience that the last thing people seem to have these days is peace. You know, we're anxious, we're upset, we're worried about the future, we're on edge. You know, we see it played out in society. The people having such short fuses, random violence, road rage, whatever it might take, but the last thing we would say is that most people really have peace of soul. And the question for us is, when Jesus says, "Peace be with you," where is it supposed to come from? Well, it doesn't come from just having no problems. When we have no problems and we have no opposition, we just get bored. But that's not the same as having peace. But Jesus hints at it here very strongly. He says, "If you love me, you'll keep my word, and my Father will come to him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling within him." And isn't that really the source of peace for all of us? Jesus says, "Not as the world gives peace do I give peace." Yeah, if we listen to the marketing and advertising worlds, we think that if we just get this next gadget, or this next vacation, or this next set of clothes, or the salary we want, then we'll have peace. But we never really do. We keep chasing for something else. We keep looking for some other thing. Yeah, the peace that Jesus gives isn't like that, where there's always something more. If you love me, you'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. You know, one of the deepest doctrines we have as Christians is this doctrine of the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. That we receive that at baptism. And as long as we stay in the state of grace, we have God dwelling within us. And then when we're confirmed, we receive an outpouring in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says the role of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of everything he taught. And even more than remind, it's to help us apply everything that Jesus taught us. As Jesus gave us that new commandment of love, for example. Love one another as I have loved you. Okay, how do we put that into practice in the real concrete situations we face? They're so complicated. How do we apply that self-sacrificing love that Jesus talks about when we have this annoying person that we deal with every day? When we have this complicated family situation that nobody's been able to figure out and it's just got everybody angry? Well, that's where we need to pray to the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit dwells in us, but we have to ask him for guidance. We have to ask him for wisdom, for the gift of counsel. We have to consult him. Because let's face it, most of the decisions we make, we go on our hunches, we follow our own inclinations, and we don't realize until we step back and really reflect on it, how easily we're swayed and influenced by so much junk that's out there in our culture, by different opinions other people have. And often they're not even very Christian ways of thinking. But we get swayed by the media, by entertainers, more than we like to admit. But when we stop and reflect, we realize, yeah, that's true. And often all of that has more influence on us than the gospel of Jesus. And there's only one reason. Because, yeah, we're not paying attention enough, but even more, that we haven't formed that habit of praying to the Holy Spirit to ask him to guide us to the truth of what Jesus said and did. Real peace of soul comes when we know that we've asked God for his grace and his wisdom, and we've tried to apply that. When we're in sync with the will of God, when we're searching for God's will for us, that's when we have peace. Even if sometimes our bad habits come back and they trip us up, that's okay. As long as we're seeking the will of God and asking the Spirit to guide us to the truth, then we'll have that peace of soul. Not the peace that the world tries to give us. That's phony. That's false. But the true peace that comes from our relationship with God, having that indwelling of the Trinity within us and asking him what we should do.